Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. On the line with us now is Eric. Eric, thanks for holding. You're on the John Whitmer Show.
Yes, guys. Thank you very much. Hey, I just learned about your show through your promos that you put out during the week.
Oh, well, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, this whole Green Deal movement that gotten going by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and some of the other Democrats, I tell you what, we need to defeat this, and we need to quit worrying about the abortion issue right now, because if they get this stuff passed, we're going to be pretty much like Venezuela, I think.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right.
It's going to be in the tank, and we were told, how many times were we told that Alaska was once, and Greenland was once, didn't have any ice on it years ago. The dinosaurs roamed the earth, and I wonder how many, I wonder how much gas they pass. I wonder how much gas the great big old things like the elephants, the oversized elephants. I can't remember what.
Oh, the woolly mammoths. Yeah, I bet woolly mammoth farting is a heck of a lot worse than cow farting.
They pass. You know, I mean, this whole thing is a hoax, and every politician needs to get on board. And if we want to solve our problem here in Kansas, we need to, with our revenue, I think that we need to quit being the morality police, and we need to legalize marijuana and make that a get that into the thing, because but we also got to be conservative on our spending, because we were told that the lottery was going to save us.
Yeah.
I remember that quite a few years back. Oh, yeah, we bring the lottery in. Oh, yeah, that's going to save us.
Well, oh, yeah, and the Kansas Turnpike is going to pay for all of our, you know, transportation costs. You know, Eric, you make a good point. I will tell you, I think the Green New Deal is, first off, it's just a resolution. It's not an actual bill. So,
don't laugh it off.
No, I don't think he laughs it off, but at the same time, I doubt it's going anywhere. The thing, from what I'm hearing, and I happened to text back and forth with Congressman Estes when this thing was first rolled out, and he indicated that it's probably dead on arrival. But
because I tell you what, you don't want to fool around with these millennials that are getting fed this stuff in the education system and everything.
No, I agree. Thank you. But you make a good point, and he does make a good point that, you know, we've got to be concerned about and taking certain things seriously. You can't just laugh this stuff off, because eventually it gains traction. So with us in the studio at the moment, and I want to thank him for joining us, is County Commissioner Michael O'Donnell. And recently, first off, Michael, thank you for joining us. I appreciate it on a nice, cold, balmy Sunday evening.
Well, we've been friends so long, John. You know, if you call me, I'll show up.
You'll brave the ice, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, one of the reasons I wanted to call is just because there's been some news lately in the county, particularly about the new county manager.
Right.
And I wanted to give you guys an opportunity to just kind of make sure that anybody that had concerns about that process, I personally don't think it's a big deal. I think everybody knows who Eric Stoltz is. Everybody knows his resume.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom, sorry. And as Pete Meitzner pointed out in a TV interview that I saw, you know, it's not like he hasn't been vetted. He was just vetted the last time around. So nothing's really changed other than he's got a few more gray hairs.
Right.
So, but I wanted to make sure that, that you had an opportunity to kind of put that out there and let folks know what the thought process was behind it.
Certainly. And the county manager is one of the most important positions in our entire community. As you know, John, I don't know how many of your listeners know, but our county and our city are set up with these strong managers where the city councils and the county commissions, we select who our manager is, and then they hire key staff, and they kind of manage the day-to-day, and we set the overall strategy and the overall agenda, but that's the person that implements it. And Tom Stoltz has had a very storied and a notable career, both as Wichita police officer, where he retired as top chief deputy the Wichita Police Force, and he led the consolidation for the Metropolitan Area Building and Code Department, otherwise known as MABCD, and did a phenomenal job there and has been the deputy county manager and assistant county manager for the last few years. And when this job came open after Bill Buchanan left in 2015, Tom Stoltz was vetted, like you and Pete Meitzner were talking about, and he was selected as the top choice of the entire steering committee that was looking for the next county manager. He was number one on all of them.
So he was their choice. The county commission chose to go the other direction.
Chose the guy that came in fourth place, ironically, and and it turned out not to be the best fit for our community. Tom Stoltz, anybody that has known him and has worked with him has been just flooding us with emails and calls, and we do want to be at least transparent in talking about this. I think we're going to be announcing this week a community town hall we'll be having so that individuals from the public can come and ask Mr. Stoltz questions and actually make it more upfront. But I believe we have a problem, and I think you would agree with this, John, that anytime a job comes up locally, we always do these national searches.
Yeah, and you spend hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, you spend $100,000 going out, and it doesn't give an incentive for our employees to work very hard if they know, well, we're never going to be able to be the police chief. We're never going to be able to be the fire chief. We're never going to be able to be the county manager. And so we go and we find a deputy county manager out of Texas or out of Florida or wherever, and they have no attachment. I mean, when was the last time you remember the city of Wichita hiring a key department employee from within their
own? That's a good point. I mean, we need our homegrown talent who knows the community.
And they want to be here forever. They're not worried about these people that come in. They're not worried about disrupting things if they get fired. They're going to burn the house down on their way out because they have no attachment here. You get somebody like Tom Stoltz in who has been here for his whole life, 6 years, educated in, you know, Wichita Public Schools, or actually the Catholic schools, but goes to Wichita State, you know, so he's part of our community, and that's what we need. Why spend $100,000 and bring in somebody that has no attachment? So I believe we need to be fostering homegrown talent. Wichita is the home of some of the greatest entrepreneurs and business leaders in the world, and yet our local governments can't hire somebody from Wichita.
Yeah.
And yet these largest corporations in the world are taking people from Wichita to lead.
Right.
It's wild.
No, because there were some that I think pushed back and said, oh, it's another, you know, backroom deal.
System.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And that's not the case. And I'm glad that Pete, someone new to the council. Plus, here's the other one that I pointed out is I was on Kansas Week this week. And
right.
One of the things I pointed out was this was a unanimous vote,
right,
including the new members, one of which is a Democrat.
Yes.
So you had bipartisan, total agreement. It's not just the three of you voting in one particular way and the two new people voting against it. So,
well, Sedgwick County has about 40 different departments. People don't know how large our organization is. You're aware, but I'm sure a lot of your listeners don't understand that we have, you know, dozens of departments that touch everything from public safety to economic development.
Right.
So,
of course, Linda Kazier is our favorite, though.
Right. We love her.
I just wanted to make sure we got that out
there. But she will not answer to the manager. She will work alongside him because she is elected on her own.
I just wanted to make sure we got that out there, though, because priorities here.
Well, we need to work. Yeah, take this snippet and we'll send it to her tomorrow.
Yes, we'll put that on Facebook.
But the deal is every department head that reached out to us said, please keep Tom. We need stability. This last year has been pretty rough on the commission, myself included.
Oh, I'm sure.
And so our employees, they want stability, and they want somebody that's going to bring that, and also try to rehabilitate our image to the public and let people know we're a serious organization, because there's a lot that needs to be done between the city and the county. issue number one, we were at the Pachyderm Club on Friday, and the first question asked to Jeff Longwell is, why aren't we doing more consolidation of departments? The duplication of taxpayer services is staggering. And you're not going to do that if you don't have the right people employed to push that.
No, I completely agree with you. And I think having someone who knows the players makes a difference. So yeah.
Well, the public loves the idea of consolidation.
Good. When we get back, we'll talk a little bit more about your other legislative stuff, what's going on.
Perfect.
You're listening to The John Whitmer Show, KNSS.
KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.